AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A powerful storm moving across Texas and Oklahoma is stranding some residents. The Weather Service's John Hart.
Central Oklahoma, a very significant flooding has been occurring, mainly from the Oklahoma City area southward for across the Norman, Oklahoma area and points south of that.
They got 5 to 8 inches of rain, he says. Residents of the tiny town of Wimberley, Texas, between Austin and San Antonio, have been urged to evacuate. Authorities in both Texas and Oklahoma report rescuing residents from flooded areas. Timothy Russell's sister says God will deliver the final verdict in the case of Cleveland police officer Michael Brillo.
He's not just going to, dodge this. I mean, just because he was acquitted.
A judge cleared officer Brillo of manslaughter charges yesterday in the shooting deaths of Russell, a black man, and Melissa Williams. Both were in a speeding car when officers fired, killing both Russell and Williams, who were unarmed, but led police on a chase that reached speeds of 100 miles per hour. Michelle Russell.
Now, whatever reason they didn't pull over, we don't know. But what I can say is that they did not deserve to die for fleeing and eluding. That's not a death sentence.
Officer Brillo still faces administrative charges, but no longer faces criminal charges. The Russian President Vladimir Putin is facing criticism for signing a bill into law that gives his government the power to declare foreign organizations undesirable and shut them down. Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International are condemning this as part of what they call an ongoing draconian crackdown, which is squeezing the life out of civil society. At the Vatican, Pope Francis is expressing worry and pain for the plight of migrants in Southeast Asia. This is AP Radio News. On this Memorial Day weekend, some Brooklyn Cub Scouts are remembering the fallen. Our Julie Walker is in New York.
About a dozen Cub Scouts spent Saturday in Greenwood Cemetery placing 500 flags on veterans' graves. 9-year-old James Byrd was one of them.
We're honoring the people who served and gave their life to help our country.
Cub Master Anthony Kikemo says it's a great opportunity for the Scouts to give back.
The kids do a great job because they actually have to read each individual grave to see who needs to be recognized.
He says Cub Pack 237 has been doing this every Memorial weekend for at least 40 years. Julie Walker, New York.
And on Memorial Day, there'll be a ceremony at Lake George Battlefield Park in upstate New York at the grave containing the oldest known remains in this country of unknown soldiers. 4 colonial American soldiers who died more than 250 years ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.